From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This year, Idaho native Kaya Evans became one of just 32 people in the United States to be named a Rhodes Scholar. Now, the scholarship is one of the oldest international awards of its kind, which allows recipients to study at Oxford University. Evans graduated from the College of Idaho in 2021, and she is joining us today to talk about this prestigious honor. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
So, I mean, first off, Kaya, congratulations on this. I mean, this is impressive. 32 people in the United States are named Rhodes Scholars. You were one of them. What was it like to find out that you had been selected for this scholarship?
Wow. Yeah. What a question. Certainly there was pretty much no point in the process of my application that I thought I would receive the Rhodes Scholarship up to the point where I was announced. Really finding out that I had become a finalist was the bigger shock for me because I just knew there was such a wide pool of applicants. And I just remember thinking that if I could even become a finalist, that would be amazing. And then after that, I kind of laid plans of how to leverage that finalist position after not receiving the scholarship. And so when I was announced as a winner, among the other finalists, they told us all at once, it was kind of an onslaught of emotions that came in waves. The first thing probably was shock. I kind of was in disbelief, and it became difficult for me to hear the rest of what was being said, but afterwards, after I had processed most of it, it was just, pure excitement and, really excitement just to be able to share it with the people who'd gotten me to that point. The first thing I did after finding out was just, I told my parents and my brother immediately, and then I started calling all my professors, and they were very happy for me. So it was just great to be able to share the moment.
So this, the Rhodes Scholar was established back in 1902. We should let people know if you're not familiar with it. And it's the oldest graduate scholarship in the world. And when we say it's considered among the world's most prestigious international scholarship programs, I think that's putting it lightly. So Kaya, what made you interested in trying to become a Rhodes Scholar? Because there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle to be named a Rhodes Scholar.
Right. Well, I certainly hadn't heard of the scholarship until I got to college. And only heard of it then my freshman year because I had a professor in my department who said that I should start thinking about applying for it at some time in the future. And I kind of nodded my head along and said, of course, and never really thought I would do it. And it was a hard decision actually for me to apply because I graduated in 2021. So not this past spring, but the spring before that. And I think if I had been sure that I wanted to do it, I would have done it then. But I took a year off before making the decision because I wanted to be intentional in my decision. And I wanted to make sure that it was something that that I, first of all, thought I could handle. And then something also that I thought would help me to leverage my goals. So I took a year off to kind of contemplate what my goals were, what I cared about. And then kind of landed finally on the decision that I might as well apply. And then I guess here we are. Some months later.
Well, I've always said the worst thing you can hear is no, right? And you're going to hear that numerous times in your life. So you might as well, right, reach for the stars. So what are your goals? What are your plans? What do you want to do with this, with having had this experience?
Yeah, so my intention is to study political theory. So I'm going to be getting a master's of philosophy in political theory. And I always knew that I wanted to study something that was at least tangentially related to politics because my interest is in the application of politics. So I've been working on campaigns almost as long as I've been doing any sort of work. In this last session or season, I was managing a slate of campaigns for state legislator out of District 29, which is Pocatello. And I feel like at the core, my concern is community building and how do we strengthen our communities. And I think that starts at the political level. And I don't think you can have any sort of real, genuine political growth without an understanding of political theory. So I want to go study that stuff because I think I want to see it applied, basically. I want to see how we can better Idaho specifically. And I don't think that's possible without an understanding of how we change the ideologies that underlie what we do.
And so have you done your studies over in Oxford yet, or has that, or is that coming up?
No. Yeah. Good question. That will be next fall is when I'll start. So next October. So I've got a year basically to figure out what I'm going to do between now and then, but yep, a little bit of time.
So, well, I'm, you know, you said after you like let it sink in, you know, called your parents. What was their reaction to hearing that you were named a Rhodes Scholar? Because you were in quite good company with very well known right. individuals who have been named Rhodes Scholars since 1902.
Yeah, my mom might be upset with me for saying this, but when I told her over the phone, she just kept saying, "Shut up, shut up, shut up." I think she was in disbelief for sure. She helped me so much through the process. She's one of really the only people who like knew how much I was doing for the Rhodes Scholarship, because I didn't tell a lot of mm-hmm. people. So I think just that it became a reality was crazy for her. My dad gave me a really big hug because he was here with me. And yeah. I think he cried a little bit, which I rarely see him cry. So that was really special to be able to share with both of them.
And you said you have a brother, and he was excited for you as well.
Yeah, he was excited for me. I called him over the phone as well, because he actually goes to college at the College of Idaho, where I just graduated, and is also studying political economy, which I studied. So I think he has more of that academic perspective of what that would mean to be a Rhodes Scholar. Okay. And he was, delighted. It was awesome.
And we should note that you're the eighth person from the College of Idaho to be awarded the Rhodes Scholar, which is mind blowing, frankly, that there have been eight, you know, coming from this little college in Idaho. But what is it like to represent, you know, your college in this way as well?
It's actually very important to me, like at my core, to be representing the College of Idaho, because I think the College of Idaho turned me into the type of person who could win a scholarship like this. I hadn't mm-hmm. even heard of the College of Idaho until I got recruited to go play there for soccer. And I only lived in Pocatello, the other side of the state. And really had no idea what to expect, and was kind of shocked when I started going to classes to find academic intention that was so focused on cultivating me, not as somebody who could go and get a job after college, but somebody who could live a meaningful life after college and mm-hmm. hopefully help other people live meaningful lives as well. So mm-hmm. I think I'm really honestly very glad that I ended up at the College of Idaho. And yeah, I think to have eight Rhodes Scholars kind of is a testament to like the fact that that is the focus of yeah. education at the institution.
It really is. And I'm curious, but I only have about 2 minutes left with you. I mean, how hard is it do you think, to become a Rhodes Scholar? Because I think it's important that people understand that, yes, there's the academic component of it, but there are other requirements. I mean, you know, there are, you know, engagement, athletics. I mean, they look at the whole person. And I would say the only reason why I even know about a Rhodes Scholar is that my husband's grandfather was a Rhodes Scholar. So, you, wow. you know, they like to throw that around every once in a while, but I'm like, look, I just went to a state school. Like, you know.
Well, yeah, first of all, I would say, I think a Rhodes Scholar can come from anywhere. It does not have to be any sort of, you know, type of institution or anything like yeah. that. It's just about the intention of the people in the institution, and what they help you accomplish. But yeah, I mean, if it was just an academic award, I have no idea how you narrow the field down, because I was in the company of such great minds, all the finalists that I got the chance to meet. And there were, I think, 16 of us. Mm-hmm. You know, they're at places like Harvard and Stanford and Yale. And I really felt like I didn't belong in the group. But I think it's important that the scholarship looks to what you intend to do with what you've learned and and the worldview that you're trying to cultivate. So that's all I really tried to share during my final interview with the interview committee, was the extent to which I value academia because it saved me. And I think that it has the power to save a lot of people. And that I think that the point of academia is to be applied. So yeah, I don't know. It takes a lot, I guess, to be a scholar. I don't know. I guess I did enough in college to get there, but I'm just glad to have the opportunity now to go forward.
You know, congratulations to you. I mean, this is, as I said in the beginning, it is a prestigious award. It is an incredible accomplishment. So best of luck to you next fall and looking forward to seeing what your future holds. So thank you for taking some time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Kaya Evans, a recent recipient of the Rhodes Scholar Scholarship. As we should say, there are only 32 Rhodes Scholars in the United States named every year, Kaya being one of them. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.